नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 45 एंड 46। दिस इज द प्रेयर्स बाय नागपत्नीस। टेक्स्ट 45। नमः कृष्णाय रामाय वसुदेव सुताय च प्रद्युम्नाय अनिरुद्धाय सात्वतां पतये नमः। नमः कृष्णाय रामाय वसुदेव सुताय च प्रद्युम्नाय अनिरुद्धाय सात्वतां पतये नमः। नमः ओबेसेंसेस कृष्णाय टू लॉर्ड कृष्ण, रामाय टू लॉर्ड राम, वासुदेव सुताय द सन ऑफ वसुदेव च एंड प्रद्युम्नाय टू लॉर्ड प्रद्युम्न, अनिरुद्धाय टू लॉर्ड अनिरुद्ध, सात्वताम ऑफ द डिवोटीज, पतये टू द लॉर्ड। नमः ओबेसेंसेस। ट्रांसलेशन, वी ऑफर आवर ओबेसेंसेस टू लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंड लॉर्ड राम द सन्स ऑफ वसुदेव एंड टू लॉर्ड प्रद्युम्न एंड लॉर्ड अनिरुद्ध। वी ऑफर आवर रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एंड टू द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल द सेंटली डिवोटीज ऑफ विष्णु। देयर इज नो पर्पट, सो विल गो टेक्स्ट 46। नमो गुण प्रदीपाय गुण आत्मा छदनाय च गुणवृत्ति उपलक्ष्याय गुणद्रष्टे स्वसंविदे। वर्ड मीनिंग नमः ओबेसेंसेस गुण प्रदीपाय टू हिम हु मैनिफेस्ट वेरियस क्वालिटीज गुण बाय द मटेरियल मोड्स आत्मा हिमसेल्फ आच्छादनाय हु डिस्गाइज्ड च एंड गुण ऑफ द मोड्स वृत्ति बाय द फंक्शनिंग उपलक्ष्याय हु कैन बी असर्टेन गुणद्रष्टे टू द सेपरेट विटनेस ऑफ मटेरियल मोड्स स्व टू हिज ओन डिवोटीज संविदे हु इज नोन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन ओबेसेंसेस टू यू ओ लॉर्ड हु मैनिफेस्ट वैरायटीज ऑफ मटेरियल एंड स्पिरिचुअल क्वालिटीज। यू डिस्गाइज योर सेल्फ विद द मटेरियल क्वालिटीज एंड येट द फंक्शनिंग ऑफ दोज सेम मटेरियल क्वालिटीज अल्टीमेटली रिवील्स your existence. You stand apart from the material qualities as a witness and can be fully known only by your devotees. Purport. The word guna conveys various meanings. The three basic qualities of material nature, that is goodness, passion and ignorance. Excellent qualities one manifests because of piety and spiritual achievement or the internal senses such as the mind and intelligence. The word pradipaya means unto him who manifests or illuminates. Thus, here the Nagapatnis are addressing the Supreme Lord as he who manifests all material spiritual qualities and who causes the living entities to be conscious. One can see the Lord by going beyond the screen of material nature, and therefore he is called Gunatma Achhadanaya. If one methodically and intelligently studies the functioning of the material qualities, he will ultimately conclude that there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead and that he exhibits his illusory potency to bewilder those who do not surrender unto him. The Lord is never affected by the modes of nature, being their witness, and thus he is called Gunadrashtre. The word Swa indicates one's own, and thus Swa Sambide means that Lord Krishna can be known only by his own people, the devotees, and also that ultimately only the Lord can know himself perfectly. Therefore, we should take Lord Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita and ultimately and immediately come to the right conclusion, full surrender to the Lord's lotus feet. Thus we should humbly glorify the Lord following the example of Nagapatnis. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsa Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, we are reading these prayers by Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya, the most furious serpent, demon. Now the situation is, Krishna already subdued to Kaliya. And the wives of Kaliya, they saw that our husband is totally broke down. Now he is surrendered. Now he is changed. So now we should protect. Otherwise he is going to die. So they came forward with their children and tried to pacify Lord. Somehow or other their goal is to pray to the Lord that Lord should forgive Kaliya and leave it so they can serve their husband as a devotee. That is their desire. So they are praying. So if we want to achieve something from some big person, high personality, and you want to pray him somehow or other to achieve our things, achieve our goal, then what is the procedure? We can learn from this Nagapatnis. They started their prayer almost in 21 verses. First 6 verses they danda anumodanaya. They said, oh my, our dear Lord, whatever punishment you want, that is perfect. That is required actually. The anumodan. They don't say, no, why you did like that? No. They said, you did perfect. That is required. So they accepted the punishment. Whatever the Krishna did, they accepted, first acceptance, anumodana, in 6 verses. Then 10 verses subsequently, they pray, offer their prayers and pranam. And finally in 5 verses, they ask the benedictions, prarthana, avishta. So now we are in the stuti part, the prarthana part. So this is the procedure. If you want to pacify somebody, this is the procedure. So the prarthana part we are hearing since some days. Yesterday also, Mukunda Dutta Prabhu spoke eloquently about the pramana muraya and all these things. By these things we can understand that how highly educated Shastrabit this Nagapatni is. Even big devatas, rishis, Jogindra, Munindra, they cannot also say like that. And they are expert. They know perfect the Krishna Tattva. They are so highly educated in knowledge of Krishna that they are speaking in front of Krishna only and speaking perfect so that Krishna become pleased and immediately sanctioned their desire. So our acharyas, they pray, bhakti te jahara pailo govinda charana. By their devotion, so these prayers are full of devotion, their devotion. And they pacify a lot by their devotional prayer. So one thing we can understand, because they are Nagapatnis, I don't know, maybe in Nagaloka they are high grade schools and colleges, maybe in our material world, not such up-to-date education is there. They have high education system there in Nagaloka maybe. So they know far better than us. Even far better than devatas. So, but whatever, in this Nagapatni form, they are praying and they are speaking tattvas. It's difficult to understand among us. We are studying Bhagavatam, this, that, but is we are breaking our head to discuss and understand this. But they are so highly elevated. They are speaking, they understood that. They understood Krishna Tattva and they are speaking. We can understand because of devotion, this can happen only. Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, I am only known by Tattva, by devotees. So devotee can see me, know me, and come to me. So these Nagapatnis are highly elevated devotees, no doubt in it. And that's why they know the Tattva of Krishna. So, and know how to please Krishna also. So now, in the course of their obeisances, their pranama, their stuti, today they are saying, in these 2 verses, Namo Krishnaya Ramaya Vasudeva Sutaya Pradyumnaya Aniruddhaya Sattvatapataye Namaha. So, they are addressing to Krishna as Sattvatapati, the maintainer and protector of devotees. Sattvata, particularly Sattvata Bansi, Surasena and Parjanya and all these, they are protected and maintained by Krishna. And they are, after speaking so many, so unlimited, inconceivable potencies and qualities of Krishna, now they are again offering their obeisances Because finally we have to do that only. We can't do anything else without offering our obeisances. So finally, again and again, they are offering obeisances and saying, because you, O our dear Lord, now you are standing on the top of the hoods of our husband Kaliya. And in which form? So now they forget the quality. They are seeing the form. This form is so attractive, so enchanting, because so Manohari Nandanandana Rupa. So you are in Brajendra Nandana Nandanandana form. You are standing on the hood of our husband. You are standing there, so enchanting form. But we know, O Krishna, though you are so attractive Nandanandana, but we know, though you have many incarnations, Vatsya, Kurma, Varaha, Adi, Adi, Narasingha, Adi, but eternally you always stays in four forms, your eternal four forms. All Shastra, all Veda, Vedanta, everybody describes your eternal form. This in Vaikuntha, in Dwaraka, in Mathura, you have these four forms. Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. The Chaturvibha Atmaka Rupam. The Chaturvibha, so they are offering obeisances not only to Nandanandan, to Krishna. He is saying you are in four forms. So you are offering obeisances. You are the controller, protector, maintainer of all the devotees. So you are offering in your eternal four forms also. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So now Krishna may tell, I am alone here. Why you are telling I am four? Now you are four. How you are four? Na guna pradipaya. So though guna has many, many meanings, material modes, he is the controller of material modes. And in other places it is guna means these four things. Antakarana chatushtaya. Mind, intelligence, and ego and consciousness. These four antakarana, they are eliminated by you in these four particular forms. Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna Aniruddha. You are the predominating deity of these four things. All the entities, they have these four things. So you are the origin, you are the eliminator of all these four things. You are the eliminator of mind, you are the eliminator of intelligence, you are the eliminator of our ego, and you are the eliminator of our consciousness. Without you, nothing will happen. So you are in four forms everywhere. You are doing all these things, and in this way you are maintaining your devotees too, maintaining everybody. So if I am alone, how I am, you are saying four forms, but you are seeing me alone? No, because you are covering yourself. Guna achhadanaya. Though you are manifesting as a eliminator of these four antakarana chatushtaya, but you are covering himself by your own potencies. Guna achhadanaya, by these gunas. So the externally we cannot see you. Alakhyam sarva bhutanam, just like Kunti Devi also prays, you cannot see in common eyes. Only you can see to whom you allow to see. So alakhyam sarva bhutanam. So guna achhadanaya, there are two curtains. One curtain, maya javanika, in front of us. If you want to see, then you have to take that curtain out. And another curtain, Krishna has his own curtain in front of him. Even if we take out our curtain, then you have to pray, please take out your curtain too. The two curtains are there. One in front of us, one in front of Lord. So guna achhadanaya, you are covering yourself. But then if covered, then how do you know that I am in four forms? I am this. Now because guna vritti lakshanaya, so we can recognize you through these gunas. Because guna vritti lakshana, by these symptoms, by these qualities, if somebody, Prabhupada wrote that, if somebody methodically, intelligently, properly studied the Vedic scripture, then definitely you will come to the conclusion that there is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Behind everything, there is Lord. Definitely you will come to the conclusion. Only the fool number one, he cannot say, he will say that there is no God. Otherwise, how can we say that there is no God? Nothing can be possible without him. Nothing. Because he is the eliminator of mind, intelligence, ego and consciousness even. Nothing can be conscious without him, without help of him. So, how anybody can say, how anybody can deny the existence of Lord? So Nagapatnis are saying, sir, by intelligently, scrutinizingly seeing and understanding the symptoms of the gunas, gunavritti lakshanaya, anybody can recognize your presence. But to know you, that is not possible. That is not possible to know you. Jnatim nach, only by devotion you can to be known, but your presence can be recognized by seeing the symptoms even, the gunas. So, gunavritti upalakshanaya, guna pradipaya, in here also said, guna pradipaya. Guna pradipaya means, other devotees they say, because you are illuminating the gunas. What gunas? Especially bhakta vasyata, bhakta vachalata, these super godly qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Braja, all these gopa gopis, they don't know you as Supreme Lord. They know you as their near and dear one. How? Because you manifest your bhakta vachalata and you show yourself that I can be fully controlled by the loving devotional service. That is illuminated by you. That is called guna pradipaya. Bhakta vasyata adi guna. You are illuminating, manifesting in Braja. That's why the Brajavasis, they cannot even know you about your supremacy. Guna pradipaya. Guna vritti lakshanaya. And guna draste and swasambide. Prabhupada is telling that swa means of his own and vida means no. That you can be known by your devotees, your own person only. And you can be known by yourself only. Nobody can know you. Nam vidu suraganaha prahavanti na maharsaya. Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita clearly. Not even devatas, not even rishis, maharsis. They cannot know, they don't know me. Because I am adihi devan, because I am the source. How they can know me? It is very simple logic. A son cannot say that I have seen the marriage ceremony of my parents. He cannot say. If he say like that, he is fool. How he can say, your manufacturer, you have not produced. How can he say that you have seen the marriage ceremony of your father and mother? So like that, Krishna is saying, aham adirhi devanam maharshinam cha. I am the source of all of them. Rishi, Maharshi, Jogindra, Devendra, Manindra, everything. So how they can know me? How they can know me? It is not possible by them. So then you can know. I know myself only. Then you can speak. Now I can speak. I cannot speak even because it's unlimited. I cannot limit. So then only then somebody can know me as per their capabilities. How? Only by devotion. Only by loving devotion I am to be known, and not fully, to the extent of their capacity. To the extent of their capacity, they can know only by their loving devotional service. Otherwise, there is no way. Guna draste. Some devotees say that guna draste means that is a special quality of Krishna. He is guna drashta. He never says dosa. He will see only the guna. You will see only the gunas in the devotees, not see dosas. Not only devotees, in any person, because that is his swabhava, that is his nature, that is his own nature, that he cannot see dosa. He will see only guna. Only guna he can see. Even these things discussed in Kamsa was driving the chariot of the Vasudeva and Devaki after their marriage, Akashvani happened. So somebody asked the devatas, are the devotees, they are the follower of Krishna, why they do this Akashvani? So that Krishna became angry and punished the father of Lord. Why they did like that? They should not do like that. They are in their party. They are anti of Kamsa. Why all the devatas, they were praying to Lord, somehow or other Kamsa should be killed. And if they know somehow or other, oh, this way Kamsa is going to kill me in this way, so why they will disclose it? They will never disclose it. So why they are disclosing now? So they are telling, the acharya is telling, because when devatas saw that such a beautiful marriage, Kamsa was the leader of the marriage ceremony of the Devaki, last. And when the Vidayutsav, Kamsa himself came forward to drive the car. Though the new golden car was there and the driver was full uniform ready, Kamsa came and said, driver, he told driver, please go back to the dikki. And he sit in the driver's seat. Vasudev Sivak Devaki said, oh Jubaraj, oh prince, why you are here? Come and sit near us. No, I want to drive. You want to drive? I have heavy license also. I can drive, no problem. Don't worry. Okay, I'm not going out of the city. I'm going to your in Mathura only inside, so I'm driving. So he showed so much love and affection to the father and mother of Supreme Lord. So much love, and he started driving their car. He became their driver. So devatas thought themselves, now all our allegations, all our complaints will go to dustbin. Lord will never see it. Why? Now Lord is Gunadrashta. He will tell, you people are complaining falsely. I say he was driving our parents' car. He has become driver of our father and mother. How you are telling that he is a bad boy? No. He will not accept our complaint at all. He is so much Gunadrashta. He will only see the guna. He will never see the bad qualities. Only the good qualities you will see. That's why they should know what to do now. So they have a meeting. They should now, you have to somehow or other agitate concern. He has to show up his own quality. Then only something will happen. Otherwise, Kamsa will never die, kill Kamsa. So they announce this Devavani happened, and Kamsa became immediately come to his own existence and form. So like that. So because Lord is Gunadrashta, even he is seeing the good qualities in Kamsa. What to speak of others? Though there are many other qualities, one quality we can see, that why Krishna put his lotus feet on the head of such a demoniac serpent Kaliya? How come? Even the big Jogindra, Manindra, Devendra, they never desire, they never dare to hold the feet of Lord Krishna. How come? Without invitation, Lord came to his own house and dancing on the hood of, put his lotus feet on the head of Kaliya. That's one reason, because Kaliya's wives were highly elevated devotees. You are doing Bhakta Sangha, staying with the devotees. Yes, and they are not ordinary devotees. Now one thing you can see, that the Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya's, they are such a highly elevated devotees, but their husband were 100% non-devotee. So it is not that you cannot practice devotional service in that situation. Even my devotee is totally non-devotee, how can I do japa, how can I perform devotee? See, this is instant evidence. This is evidence proves that even a highly elevated devoted wife can perform his devotional service in such a situation, even the husband is a non-devotee like great demon Kaliya. See, he was giving trouble to Vajavasis, forget about others. Such a great demon, and he was the husband of these wives, the devoted wives. So devotion can be anywhere in any situation, any situation. And Lord is not going to see, oh, your husband is non-devotee, so I don't like you. No. You are in serpent form. No. Lord will not see any form, any situation, any other thing, or any other bad qualities he will not see also. We may have hundreds and hundreds bad qualities, maybe only one fraction of good quality, and Lord will take that only. He will never see any bad things in his devotee, with anybody. What to speak of devotee? Devotee, not at all. With anybody, he will not see any bad things. He will see only the good things. Only the good things. That's why his name is, one name is Gunadrashta. He is not Dosadrashta. Usually people they used to see in Gunadrashta, Dosadrashta, two examples. One is flies, the common flies, and another is bees. Bees are Gunadrashta, Saragrahi, and the common flies are Dosadrashta. Flies, they used to go onto these places where garbages are there, all the nasty things where they are, and they will get together there only. Not only get together there in the dirty things, dirty places, they will take these dirty things and transmit it to good areas also, and will contaminate good people. So they are so bad. They are so bad. They not only do the asat sangha, galat sangha, they will carry that asat and to contaminate the sats also. And they are very expert in their things. And the other flies, the bumblebees, madhumakkhis, they will never go to that area. They will go to the flower, even if they have thorns and all the maybe different colors, whatever, but they will go and they will not disturb anything. They will just park themselves near the flower, on the top of the flower, and they put their syringe and take out the essence of the flower, sara, that honey. I don't know, is there any scientific process till now they can extract honey from flower? Can any scientist do it? No. So the bees are far excel than the scientist even. What? They never go to any engineering college or something like that. They don't have any instrument. If somebody will ask us or take this some flower and draw some essence, some honey out of it. So if we want to try, first thing, we'll pluck down the flower from the tree. We'll take the, and what we can do? We have to grind it. We have to grind it and squeeze it and whatever juice. Oh, kadua, we cannot. We have to spit it. But these people, these flies, they will go to the flower. They will never take a petal this side, that side. Never pluck it. Don't do, and no disturbance, nothing. And just extract the essence without doing anything to the flower. As it is, the flower will be there and they will draw the essence without doing anything. And we are doing everything, we cannot extract. And finishing it. So this quality is Gunadrashta. Lord is like the Lord is expert. Like this one example is in bees. This is a minute example that without doing anything, they can draw the essence, the good qualities. Like that, the Lord, without doing anything, he can only see the gunas, is Gunadrashta. What Gunadrashta? So any flower, the bees can go, they can take the essence. He is so Gunadrashta, even these flies, he will see guna in these flies. Sometimes I used to think, why these flies are created by Lord? Why create them? They have no good qualities. They are going to the contaminated place and contaminating others.
Lord is so merciful. Why he created them? Helping us to contaminate. They get contaminated. Why is creating these flies? There must be some good things. That's why Krishna created these flies. Then I come to conclusion, some good qualities. What? If there were no bad flies were there, nobody will keep clean their floor. We are maintaining cleanliness because of them only. They are forcing us, helping us to maintain cleanliness, suchita, because of them. So that qualities Krishna is, he is so much gunadrashta. Even those who are criticizing, why Krishna helping illuminate their consciousness, illuminate their mind, illuminate their ego, and they are only criticizing, blaspheming. Yes, they are also gunas. What? If they will criticize and blaspheme, then those to whom they are criticizing, they will become more pure. They are helping them to take their bad qualities and give the good qualities. In this way, Krishna is also maintaining them as gunadrashta. Maintaining the criticizer, maintaining the blasphemer, because he is gunadrashta. He is swing the guna within them also. He is such a gunadrashta. That particular quality in full optimum is in Krishna, is gunadrashta. So we all devotees, just by only this quality of Krishna, we should be fully convinced ourselves. We can think now we are protected. At least some minute fraction of quality would be there within us. So Krishna will take that. He will see in magnifying glance what qualities is there. So we should not become hopeless, helpless, or harassed. So that's why in the final line of this purport of the followers of Prabhupada, they are saying, this is the mood of Prabhupada, don't become harassed, don't become helpless. Just take the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the final instructions in Bhagavad Gita. Just take aham tvam sarvibhyo papibhyo mukhayishyami ma socha. Don't fear. Just come to me. Just surrender unto me. Forget everything. I am there with you. Who can assure like that? Who can assure like that? Who can be so near and dear? We should feel so comfortable. We should feel so protected. We should feel so caring, that he is caring us so much. Sometimes if a big political leader of MLA or a minister or something, if come to become our friend and give his own number, skip it, I am with you. Anytime need, you can call me. We feel that, something like that. And after few years, he is gone. Even if he is in there, in his power, even if we call him sometimes, he will say, okay, first thing call will not cast to him. He will never pick the call. Even if he pick the call, he will say, okay, I will tell somebody to take care of you. I will tell, shut out your mouth. But Krishna is not telling like that. Aham tvam sarva papa, I will personally come to help you. This kind of personal assurance only Krishna can give, because he is gunadrashta. He is so caring. So that kind of the qualities, that is guna pradipa, that is dipayate. Tesa aham eva anukampartham अज्ञान अजम तमः नाशयान में ज्ञान दीपे न भास्वता. दैट इज ज्ञान प्रदीप. प्रदीप इज लैम्प, द लाइट. दैट इज धर्म, इज नेचर टू एलिमिनेट अदर्स. सो कृष्ण इज प्रदीप, गुण प्रदीप. बाय हिज गुणस इज ऑलवेज इल्यूमिनेटिंग अदर्स, helping others, always, through innumerable, inconceivable qualities, potencies, he is helping others and attracting others. That's why it's called Guna Pradipa. gunavrit, guna achhadanaya. And guna achhadanaya, that though you are so attractive, nandanandana, but you are in Vaikuntha, in Mathura, according to the upasakas, according to the place, sthana, kala, patra, you are in different forms. Particularly in your eternal division, chaturvyuha, chaturvyuhatmaka rupa, vasudeva sankarsana pradyumna aniruddha. Eternally you present in Vaikuntha, Mathura, Dwaraka, everywhere, in your eternal quadruple forms, chaturvyuha forms. So we are also offering prayers to you, not only you, Nandanandan, subduer of our husband, you also to your eternal quadruple forms, and you, Krishna too, and you who is Guna Pradipa, and you who is Guna Achhadanaya, and to you who is Guna Vritti Upalakhyana. We can only recognize you, Upalakhita. We can only recognize to some extent by seeing the symptoms, but nobody can know you, because swasambide, you can only know by you and by your devotees to some extent. Otherwise, no way. So in this way, by speaking all this supreme truth of Vedic scripture, Vedic injection, these Nagapatnis, they are offering their obeisances again and again. And finally, by guna drishta swasambide, by seeing that because you are swasambida and you are guna drishte, guna drishtra, so we have now fully assured that because you can see the qualities of Kali also, qualities of us also, and you will definitely fulfill our desire. That's why you are maintainer of the devotees, sattvatapati, and also swasambide, because you know yourself and you can also know to others if you agree to them, you select them. In Shruti also it is said that na medhasa na sutayo nayam atma pravachanena labhyo ityadi, that nobody can know you in any way by medhasa, by shruti, by practice this, that. So how? Now you can only to be known if you choose, you select that, let him know me. So then you will disclose yourself. Otherwise, no. So in this way, these Nagapatnis are praying and offering their prayers to fulfill their desire to the Supreme Lord. In front of Kaliya Mardanakari Nandanandana Krishna, they are standing in front of him and praying in this way. So we can learn the way that how these Nagapatnis, they pleased Krishna by their stuti, by their prayers, by their namaskara. Bhakti te jahara paila govinda charana, by their power of their devotion, by their prayers, they get the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So we should learn and get motivated by these prayers. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Guru Nanak is snake bodies or the human bodies? And how is it that rarely, you know, animals would have, or let's speak of reptiles, would have the ability to understand who is God and glorify him in such a wonderful way? So how are they relating to Kaliya?
Somewhere it is mentioned that like devatas, they can get bodies according to their desire. So like that, they are like also like devatas. They can accept any type of body as per their will. Sometimes they become serpent, sometimes they become human-like, sometimes like that. So, and not they are always in water. As per the description in this Bhagavatam, we see then bhumi pata, how there is no bhumi, how they offer obeisances, dandavat pranam, in the water. So there must be some ground must be there, and they must be in sometimes in serpent form, sometimes in human like form, like that. All the Nagapatnis like that, and Kali also like that. Yeah.
Thank you for your nice explanation. So last 1 month we are hearing this chapter, Kali's chapter, Lord Krishna is just addressing him. So here we can see how very elevated this Nagarjuna is, their prayers. First number 33-53, they are praying to Lord Krishna. So only one Lord Mercy, that is one verse. It is connected with this verse, 10.2.32.
Ask a question. Yes.
Question. So, my question is, can you explain what is the final conclusion of this chapter?
Final conclusion is we should learn how this Nagapatni surrendered and achieved the lotus feet of Krishna by their bhakti, by their prayer. We should follow their footsteps. Okay, not without asking question, but doing loving devotional service, surrendering unto Lord.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. The wives and the husbands, that's similar. Somewhat connected when they get married, maybe for lifetimes. So if there's a pure devotee on one side and a papi on the other side, can you maybe go into detail how that connection works? Because if Kali got kicked out of Vrindavan forever, his wives had to go with him, right? So how is that fair? Or that's not that question, but maybe you want to elaborate on how one side and the other.
Thank you. In many places it happens like that. Even Prahlad Maharaj was such a elevated devotee and in such a demon family. Even Vrutasura, so many instances are there. Sometimes it happens the wife is devotee, husband is non-devotee, husband is devotee, wife is non-devotee. This is happening many places, it's not a big thing. But in whichever situation you are, your life partner is devotee or not, if you are sincere devotee, then you can elevate and help him to become a devotee too. That is we can learning from here in this case. And your second question is that why, if they are devotees, why they are thrown out from Vrindavan? Are those who are such elevated devotees, they can carry Vrindavan to everywhere. What to speak of Vrindavan is not the place, it is consciousness. So they Ramanika becomes Vrindavan also by them. So Krishna likes their preachers not to stay in Vrindavan always. They should carry Vrindavan and go everywhere and preach about Vrindavan. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes?
Why is there a difference like this? How Nagapatni is became like devotee? How they got this so much like their realization?
I told you, their education system was such up to
date.
In Nagaloka, they have that bhakti school. They are graduated from there. Okay? Yeah.
My question is that since the Nagapatni is the devotee of devotees and your devotees accept whatever Krishna plans, they accept as it is. So now when they have appreciation from them, so while they are focusing on saving Kalia, who is we see that he is away as such a devotee. So while they are focusing on him instead of increasing their devotion towards Krishna or accepting whatever he is doing.
So what you are saying?
I'm asking
like, why without chanting, why they are wasting time like this? Why they are wasting time like this? They should be busy in chanting.
Because
that was Krishna's desire. Krishna wants the devotees to preach, engage in preaching. So their husband was non-devotee. So somehow or other they are planning to make him devotee. Yes.
Thank you.
In this way the Kali become devotee. And they want to serve their husband as a devotee husband, not a non-devotee husband. Okay? Martham Prabhu Janardhan Maharaj.
The latter parties are still dependent on their husband because they have children. They need a husband to protect them. We slowly modern sense women are less intelligent. We inherit in this class, you're saying they're just trying to things that even crack our head that we can't understand. So how do you explain that?
Yeah, it's
again. How do you explain the women are reciting prayers?
Yeah.
Very elevated.
Yeah.
But mother says women are less intelligent.
Yeah, though women are less intelligent, some women are exceptional. But these women, those women are devotee like Nagapatnis, they are cannot be considered as common women. They are devotee. Yes, Janardhan Maharaj.
I can see the examples also of the wives of the Brahmanas. The Lord Krishna asked the Brahmanas approach. They did not even say any words. Then they went to see the wives of the Brahmanas, and they said, well, we need everything. So isn't that ordinary women?
Yeah.
Prabhupada says, both of my boys and girls' disciples, they're equal. They're so such thing as never female.
Devotion is beyond Triguna.
Mahārāj, how we can apply this principle in our personal life and we can become free from these all doshas? How we can become free from this envious and jealousness towards other Vaishnavas? We never see other, those who are initiated by
Sasa
Gunafek Parampara, but we are envious of them. We're giving them chance to please you to this.
Okay. Only one thing you practice, try to become a Gunadrashta.
Sorry?
Become a Gunadrashta.
Gunadrashta.
Find only qualities among others. Don't find bad qualities. That will help you a lot. Okay?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Granthras Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. Yes.